Good morning. We have Alyssa Lamb on the line here with us today, and she is the program manager at Nightwinds Treatment Center. They currently operate three inpatient treatment facilities for youth. How are you doing today, Alyssa?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Your treatment center program is expanding to include therapeutic foster caregiving alongside your current treatment programs. Can you give us a little bit of background on the new program?
I can. Therapeutic foster program, it's a form of foster home in which the caregivers, what we call the agents of change, the foster parents are very highly trained to deal with more complex needs youth, right? Which is sort of what we're the youth that we're supporting today. So what it is it takes youth who would normally go into a group facility or into a residential treatment facility, and it allows them to go to a home setting where they have foster parents, where they're in a house. They may be the only kid there. There may be two youth there, but it's a smaller setting and it's not group care. So it allows the youth to really focus on what they're needing to work on to get from point A to point B, which of course is a permanency plan back to their home communities.
Now, you guys are looking for these agents of change for caregiving families to join the new foster care program team. So how do families get involved, and is there any kind of requirements to be a caregiving family?
Yeah, that's a really great question. There is. So the best way to get a hold of us is go to the Nightwind Treatment Center website, www.nightwind.ca, and that'll give you all the information for the fostering program. And as far as requirements, I think the most important requirement is that families be willing to learn and to grow, to learn how to provide trauma-informed treatment to youth and children in care. And then the training will come with it. We do a lot of in-house training. We'll do everything from first aid to crisis resolution to the brain story. And of course, the application process does involve a home study. That'll all be explained at the first conversation with one of our program managers, me usually.
Now, your programs, they utilize Indigenous cultural supports in your treatment programs. Can you explain a little bit how that happens?
We treat a whole child. So what it is one of our houses uses a program called Stages. And the Stages program is based on the medicine wheel. And it's basically the four phases and four stages of recognition, growth, and moving forward. The other programs we use, it's called a neurosequential model, but I won't get into that. But the treatment that we support the youth with is so that they can connect with family, connect with community. They can grow into themselves through a process of self-reflection. And I'm not the therapist. I'm not a part of the therapeutic team. I can't really talk about the ins and outs of it.
Yeah.
But we also provide, we have an Indigenous cultural coordinator with us. And one of our therapists is a Cree woman. One is a pipe keeper. So we host sweats on one of our facility sites, as well as we ensure that the youth are integrated within their communities, attending powwows and round dances and connecting with the elders within their communities or within nearby communities if going to their home community is not an option.
Well, that is an incredible opportunity for those kids that are in care to reconnect with their culture and their community. Now, is there any other important points about the program that you think should be mentioned?
I think one of the most important pieces of the therapeutic fostering program is it's not like typical foster care. We have an agency that's been around for 20 years. We have highly trained professionals, both in our therapeutic team as well as in our program management team. And we offer 24/7 on-call support for families who are supporting youth in the community. We offer all of our in-house training, everything from crisis resolution and crisis mitigation to first aid to medication administration. And we've got a close-knit team that will support parents straight from day one when they apply for the position until day 240 when they congratulate that youth for getting through their treatment and moving back into their community or onto their next step, whether it's independent living, another foster family, or back to their homes.
If our listeners are interested in getting involved in the therapeutic foster program, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
The best way is to go on the website and click on the info link, and that'll take you directly to our info email. Or, of course, you can reach me directly. It's my first name, last initial, at nightwind.ca.
All right, Alyssa, thank you so much for joining us today.
Great. Thanks so much.